Okay, let's go to the wild card line, because Tommy tells me we have a harmonica caller. Hi there, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, sir.
Good to have you with us. What's your name?
George. My name's Dan.
Okay, Dan. You're the one who fast-blasted us, right?
I did, sir.
Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Well, I don't know. I started playing harmonica probably back when I was around 20 years old. I'm 45 now. I've played in bars and little things, weddings, couple things like that. Never an audience as large as yours or with near so much.
This is your debut, Dan. This is it.
It is, sir.
So what are you going to play for us?
Oh, I thought I'd just play a few bars for you, just a little ditty or something.
We might make this a regular thing now, you know.
I'm a backup man. You know, I don't usually... That's what I am.
All right, take it away. It's all yours.
You got it, sir.
This is what I wanted. Here we go. Okay. Hey, Dan, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Enjoy. He fast-blasted me. He said he's moving to a new apartment, and he's busy. He's working. And he said, I got a few moments to do this for you, and he did. And that was my wish. And once again, I'm convinced, be careful what you wish for. I'm kidding, Dan. I appreciate it. You play well. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Jason in Washington State.
Hey, Jason. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Excuse me?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a old hag story for you. I've been listening to your show for 3 or 4 years now. And you can imagine my surprise when I hear for the first time on your radio show other people have experienced the old hag. Blew me away.
She's out there.
I'm
telling you, it's there.
And the funny thing is that's the name I gave her, the old hag.
So wow. You see, some people don't see her. Sounds like you did.
Well, I was meditating, and I was in a deep meditative trance when she appeared on the corner end of my bed. And at first, it was an old hag hunched over shadow with a hood. And I couldn't exactly see her. And then she spoke to me. And her first thing that came out of her mouth was, Jason, will you do this? Will you do this for me? And not being able to see her, I felt the most evil presence ever. And I instantly saw her for what she was. Not exactly physical appearance, but boom, old hag just came into my brain. So she's asking me without telling me what she wants me to do, and I can feel the evilness. And I'm just, no, no, no is what I say over and over. So she says, well, then I will get your dad to do it. And she goes downstairs and starts manipulating my dad, and he starts to give in. So I run down, this was in my meditation, I run down into my dad's room, kneel down on the side of his bed and start to pray. And boom, I snap out of my meditation. I jumped up out of bed, I ran down, kneeled down next to my father, and I prayed. I was on my knees, and as soon as I had said, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, I literally lost all control of the upper half of my body, and my face fell directly towards the floor. Nothing was there to stop me, but I stopped hovering near centimeters from smashing my face into the floor.
How strange. Why would she try to, take over your father, basically?
Well, I had spoke with him, and he said maybe I was having a spiritual battle.
Did he feel the presence of the old hag?
He told me he did not.
He did not. So this was something just you witnessed.
The very next night, I meditated again. This time with, I just put on mental barriers. I was kind of really freaked out. I don't even know why, because I'm not like an expert meditator, but with my imagination, I said, well, maybe I can tell. I just started meditating on what had happened to me. And instantly, I got the sensation that this had come from far away in the East. And I was listening to your show just a couple of weeks ago about a guy talking about manipulation through radio waves,
mm-hmm.
mentally and whatnot. And it all just kind of makes sense and fits in that perhaps this is some type of organized occult. Prior to this experience, I had an astral projection, out of body experience. It was exhilarating and exciting, and as soon as that happened, I had an evil presence. I felt it coming for me, and I snapped back into my body so fast that's never happened again, but the old hag came and visited me a couple days later.
See, the first thing I always recommend is, you know, it could be sleep paralysis. Maybe if it continues, you might want to get checked out, but there's that percent that there's something very strange and supernatural going on here.